God, but in a roundabout way. I call this devotion, The Last Shall Be First. I never stood in a line of Christians at a potluck when someone thinks he is the first one to quote Matthew 19:30, which says, many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. We laugh politely at someone who says this verse, but we've heard it 1,000 times as we stand in line waiting to get our food. I had an experience of this verse in my life one time. One time I was playing softball. We were to choose 2 team captains, and I was one of those chosen to be a captain. I lost a coin flip to who chooses the first player, and my opposite number chose the best player on the field. When it was my turn, I felt the Lord telling me to choose the people who were always chosen last. My opponent kept choosing the best players, and I kept choosing those who always got chosen last. We played the game, and it ended after 9 innings. Now, I imagine you were expecting me to say that we had a Pentecostal miracle, and we crushed our opponent, but the opposite was true. We were soundly defeated, but that day I made many new friends and encouraged some people who were usually chosen last, but rarely got any sort of encouragement. Truly on that day, many who were last became first. Now it is like this with God. He chooses the least talented players who are available and faithful, so that when the game is over, he gets the glory and not us. God will always be victorious in the end. God's way of doing things is the last shall be first. Strive to be a servant who seeks no glory for yourself. Try to remain in the last position. We don't need to be somebody in the first position to get credit for impacting people's lives. You are already somebody. And you don't need big titles, fancy clothes, fancy car to be somebody. You're already somebody in Christ Jesus. If God promotes you, you can accept it. But if ego is leading, there is trouble ahead for you. The great missionary to China, Hudson Taylor, who started the China Inland Mission, by the time of his death, there were 750 missionaries serving in China. He was talking at a conference when someone came up to him and said, Mr. Taylor, you must sometimes be tempted to be proud because of the wonderful way God has used you. I doubt if any man living has had a greater honor. Taylor remarked, I often think that God must have been looking for someone small enough and weak enough for him to use, and that he found me. Jim Cimbala of the 16,000-member Brooklyn Tabernacle Church said during a time of struggle in his life, that evening when I was at my lowest point, confounded by obstacles, bewildered by the darkness that surrounded us, unable even to continue preaching, I discovered the astonishing truth. God is attracted to weakness. He can't resist those who humbly and honestly admit how desperately needy they are. Our weakness, in fact, makes room for his power. During the Great Welsh Revival of 1904, many of the meetings were held by a man named Evan Roberts. Roberts led most of the meetings by prayer rather than preaching. When the noted Bible expositor Dr. G. Campbell Morgan and other distinguished churchmen came from London to observe the revival, they could not get in the building due to the crush of people. But they were able to hear Evan Roberts pray, and what they heard was, lower, Lord, take us lower, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 31 says, But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose lowly things of this world and the despised things, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last shall be first. Let us strive to be last, so Jesus will be first. Amen. Father, help us to maintain a proper view of our role in life, especially those of us that are leaders, Lord. Help us to have a last mentality so that we can glorify you. All glory and honor.